caught with straight shots.
UConn Huskies are national champs again. It's time for the sports straight from the streets now. The Irish shorthanded without Natalie did run with the Huskies in the first half, but that 18-5 run out of the hole in the second half changed the game.
UConn was just big.
Hey, man. They were just, well, that was the difference. Girls. If Natalie was in there, they probably could have controlled the inside a little better. Yeah. But yeah, the 3-point game kept them in early, but it didn't fall for them late. They lost by 21. Of course, Geno and the Huskies, that's their 9th title passing Pat Summit. You're seconds away from hearing about the beef between Howard Stern and Jeff Van Gundy. But first, Mason Plumlee blocked LeBron James' dunk at the rim with 2 seconds to play, denying the Heat a win at home and in the series. Nets 4-0 against Miami. Wow. Mavs over the Jazz. T-Wolves by 19 over the Spurs. The Rockets 145. The Lakers 130. The Thunder by 15 over the Kings and the Pistons over the Hawks. Now, Howard Stern went in on former Knicks coach and now announcer Jeff Van Gundy. Really, he was returning the favor. Now, reportedly, Jeff Van Gundy on air with ESPN said people like Stern don't deserve front row seats. Gundy was mad because Stern left the game early. Now, Stern called Jeff Van Gundy several names not suitable for air and others, including loser, midget, a bag used by ladies, wow, a butt wipe, which right. I edited, of course.
Right.
And he went on to say, get this, he said, Jeff Van Gundy can't get a coaching job. Stern said, listen, I hate to have to explain to you, Jeff, people with multi-careers and who get up all hours of the day can't stay at a basketball game. Next time you want to criticize me, say it in my effing face.
Wow.
Kind of went in on him.
Kind of.
Now, Major League Baseball with the best story of the day. A fan at the Marlins game lost his wallet. Another fan found the wallet, ID'd the loser of the wallet by his high school ID in the wallet, returned the wallet to the school. Inside the wallet was a note. It read, I found your wallet last night at the game. Wanted to be sure you got it back. I added $20 to it so you know that the world is still a great place.
Oh, that's cool.
And when you get a chance, do something nice for someone else.
There you go.
Was that awesome?
Yeah.
Hall of Famer Chris Carter, his wife got into a rumble on a tennis court in Florida. Now, her opponent, and they were arguing over a call. The lady allegedly asked, dared Melanie to hit her.
Right.
Melanie said before she can react, the lady headbutted her.
Wow.
According to witnesses, the two were on the ground rumbling. I don't know who won the fight, but her opponent said that Melanie hit her first and, of course, said she started that rumble.
Okay, now.
Now, another former ex-Viking, Aaron Henderson, that is, get this, said he's grateful that he caught 2 DUI charges in less than a month. He said it forced him to get the help he needed. Now, the Vikings cut him back in February after the second arrest. Well, when he got out of jail, he went straight to rehab. He said the 24 hours he was sitting in that holding cell gave him a lot of time to think, and he realized that he had a problem.
Yeah.
He said that once he gets all this behind him, he will, of course, pursue his NFL career all over again.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I'm Super Ken with the sports straight from the streets.
Thank you, man. You know I got $100 coming your way. We're about 20 minutes away.